in the Gemara. Good. So the Gemara says, and it's the wrong document. Doesn't matter. You will figure it out.
We all have Bamakomas, by the way.
No one uses them, Henry. Okay. Here we go. And the Gemara in the second part says, Shari Tamasha Ben Abayim Karvo Lechad Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha. And why is Marav have no time?
Oh, no,
yeah. Because you could burn karbonos all night long. Okay, those are the two shitos. It seems obvious, and we'll see this in the Rambam in a second, that we paskin tfilos kenegad karbonos tiknu. Why does that seem obvious? Because in fact, tfilas shachris can only be said until the fourth hour, which is the same time as the Tamid Shel Shachar, and Tfilas Mincha can be davened until Shkia, which is the same time as the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, and Marv can be said all night long. Okay, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam is interesting for other reasons in source number 3. The Rambam says, the first halach in Hilchos Tfila, mitzvat asei lehitpalel b'chol yom, shenemar va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. Let's just be clear here, there's no karbonos, there's no avos. There's a completely different pasuk. Va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem, says the Rambam, mipi Hashmua lamdu, we halach lemoshe misinai, we learn, she'avoda zohi tfila, she'nemar ula avdo b'chol avavchem. Amru chachamim, eizohi avoda she'bolev, zo tfila. Right? How do you worship God in your heart? That's tfila. Now, let's just do the details. Says the Rambam, so you'll be clear what he means. It's a great line. He says, Ve'ein minyan ha-tfilot min ha-Torah, the number of times a day that you daven, that's not min ha-Torah. Ve'ein mishnah ha-tfilah zot min ha-Torah, and the text is not min ha-Torah. Ve'ein li-tfilah zman kavu min ha-Torah, and there's no particular time that you're supposed to daven min ha-Torah. So just let's be clear. So the Rambam doesn't mean to say it's Doraisa to daven Shachris or Mincha or Mariv or any of them. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah Doraisa to daven once a day, or I would say to speak to God once a day, to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a day. That's the mitzvah. And that mitzvah is learned out from Va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. The most authentic way that you can worship God is by davening. Now, let's take a second to think about what this means. Why would it be that the most authentic way you can worship God is via davening? Aren't there other ways? Isn't learning Torah, isn't giving tzedakah, doing mitzvahs, wouldn't they be more authentic ways? So Rav Lichtenstein once said, not in response to this Rambam, but I think it's the same point. Chazal say in many, many places that the most important, the ikar part of davening is bakasha, is the middle section of Shmona Esrei, when we ask God for things. Now, we, of course, are uncomfortable with that, right? Because since we've been little enough to remember, all we ever wanted in life was to be independent. But he said that it's through bakasha, through what we think of as being selfish, asking God for things, that we most connect with God. Because you know why? You only ask for things from somebody who you believe could give it to you, right? If you need $100,000, you only ask for it from somebody who you think has that kind of money sitting around. And so when we ask God for things, it's not just some kind of selfish act. It's the most pure acknowledgement that we believe in God. Because why would I ask God to cure X unless I genuinely believed that A, God exists, and B, if he wanted to, he could cure that person. So I think, and I'm making this up, but I think when the Rambam says, you know, why is Avoda, why is Tefillah the best way to worship God? I think that's why. Because Tefillah acknowledges that you believe in God, and second, that you believe that God has the power to answer your tefillos. Okay, so the Rambam does pask. Okay, so that's the Rambam on tefillah. That's the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that tefillah is do'oraisa from the pasuk of Avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. That's on the De'oraisa level. And again, to be clear, according to the Rambam, if you say Moda Ani in the morning, you are Yotze the mitzvah De'oraisa of Tefillah. It's true, you didn't daven Shachris, you didn't daven Mincha, you didn't daven Mariv, you didn't say Shema, but the mitzvah De'oraisa, acknowledging God, asking Him for something in any language, that, because we're so frum, and because we think davening means from a sitter and saying particular words, I think sometimes we lose out. Okay, you know, God forbid somebody's in the hospital, can't put on tefillin, can't daven, doesn't have that kind of focus. It's really, it's just not possible. I think sometimes we make a mistake and say, okay, so he won't daven. But he or she might have 30 seconds of clarity in which they could say moda'ani, in which they could say, you know, thank you, God, please help me in the surgery. Thank you for bringing me through the surgery in any language. And that would be a mitzvah d'oraisa. And conversely, this is the more depressing side, I think sometimes we daven shachas, mencha, and marv, and we probably didn't get the mitzvah d'oraisa because we said a bunch of words, but we didn't really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Rambam says the mitzvah d'oraisa is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan of davening three times a day. Why do you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan of davening three times a day? So here's the Rambam halacha hey of the first parak of Hilchos Tefillah, says the Rambam. They also determined, this would be the Anshei Knesset Sagdola / Chazal, that we should daven each day kineged the karbanot. Shtei tefilot b'chol yom kineged shnei tmidim. Okay, daven twice every day because there's a tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein havaim. And a third time, not what you think. V'chol yom sheyesh karban musaf, tiknu bo tefilah shlishit kineged karban musaf. Says the Rambam, you daven twice a day, on a day that has a karban musaf, so next week Rosh Chodesh, or tomorrow Shabbos, then you have to daven a third davening, which we obviously call musaf. U'tfilah shehi kineged tamid shel boker, hi hanikrei tefilat hashachar, the one you do in the morning is called shachris. Utfilah shekneged tamid shel bein harbaim, the one in the afternoon, hi hanikreit tfilat mincha. Utfilah shekneged hamusafin, hi nikreit tfilat hamusafim. And musaf is, of course, called musaf. Now, what happened to Mariv? Right? Pretty good news. Apparently, the Rambam never heard of Mariv, so we can get out of no. So halacha vav, the Rambam says. There's also a takana that we should all daven once at night. Why? Again, Jackie made this point before. There is no karban at night. So why would you have to daven ma'ar? So the Rambam says, Shahare evare tamid shalbein ha'arbaim mit aklim v'holchim kol alayla. No, because all night long you still burn the bones and the meat from the afternoon karban. Shenamar hi ha'ola al mizbech kol alaylo ad haboker. You're supposed to burn it all night. Kininyan shenamar erev avoker v'tzareim asicho v'hemaya v'yishma koli. Says the Rambam, also we have these other sources that we should cry out to God, morning, afternoon, and night. So he kind of puts both together. It's clear that he doesn't think that Mariv is on the level of Shachris or Mencha because he covered the mandatory ones. Shachris, Mincha, and Musaf, he covered in Halacha Hey. Halacha Vav is kind of this throwing. V'chein hitkinu, they also established that we should daven at night. But it's not kineged a karbon. It's kineged something that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Rambam tells you the truth. V'ein tfilat arvit chova ki tfilat shacharit u'mincha. It's a great line, right? Mariv is not as mandatory as Shachris and Mincha are. Nevertheless, va'afal pikein nahagu kol Yisrael b'chol mikamot moshvotehem lihitpalel arvit. Nevertheless, Jews accepted upon themselves to daven mariv v'kiblua aleihem kitfilat chova, and it was accepted by them as mandatory. It's an interesting thing we find in a number of places in halacha. It's a kind of super minhag, right? There was an obligation midrabanan of davening shachris, musaf, and mencha. Says the Rambam, there was a lesser obligation to daven Maariv, but over time, Jews accepted upon themselves to daven Maariv as an obligation, not just as a minhag. Therefore, says the Rambam, Maariv now carries the same weight as Shachris and Mincha. Okay, but what's absolutely clear in the Rambam is that he paskins tfilot kineget tmidim tiknu in response to karbanot. There's no mention here of the avot. Okay, that's pretty clear. Now, let's go back to Jackie's point. Wouldn't under tfilot kineged kineged tmidim, so I understand why Shachris is mandatory, Musaf is mandatory, Mincha is mandatory, Maariv less so. And everybody seems to paskin that way. But if tfilot kineged avot tiknum, so shouldn't Maariv be on the same level as Shachris and Mincha? Right? Nobody thinks it really is on the same level. But according to those who paskin tfilot kineged avot tiknum, what's the difference between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So there are two answers that are given to this. One is a technical one. One, I think, is much more substantive. Look in source number four. The Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, says as follows. The Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayele Charana. Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva and he goes to Charan. Uksiv Vayifka Bamakom. He came to the place. Kimata leCharan Amar. When he got to Charan, he said, Efshar avarti al makom shehit palalu avotai va'ani lo hitpalalti? Is it possible that I passed by the makom hamikdash where both Avram and Yitzchak had davened that I didn't daven there? So he went back. So say a bunch of achronim, you see from here that Yaakov davening Maariv was a one-off. He didn't do it every day. It wasn't obligatory. It happens to be that he passed the Makom HaMikdash, a holy place where his family had davened before, and he said, I should go back and daven there. It's like if any of us passed a place where something great happened to one of our relatives, we would stop, we would take a picture, maybe we would say Tehillim. So Yaakov Avinu did the same thing. So according to the Gemara in Chulin, Yaakov didn't mean to establish a new tefillah. It happens to be that he davened there. It happens to be that he davened there because his father and his grandfather had davened there, but nothing more than that. Okay? That's one answer. I like the deeper answer. And the deeper answer is, why was Yaakov davening? Again, Avram Avinu got up the day after stone was destroyed, and he davened like he did every other day of his life, notwithstanding the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had turned down his request to save stone. Yitzchak Avinu took a walk in the afternoon. Our understanding is he took a walk every afternoon to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the woods. He davened mincha every day. But Yaakov Avinu, running away from Esav, davened Maariv, let's say, but he davened Maariv because he was in desperate need of something. There's no reason to think that Yaakov davened Maariv every night, forgetting the Gemara and Chulin. He was running away from Esav. He was terrified. The Pesukim are clear. So he lay down and he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save his life. So that's not necessarily proof to the fact that Yaakov Avinu davened Maariv every day. As a result, it's possible to say tfilot kineged avot tiknum, it's true, but it's really only true about Avraham for Shachris and Yitzchak for Mincha, because Yaakov's davening of Maariv, okay, well, there's such a thing called Maariv, but it's not binding because it's not clear that Yaakov Avinu did it every day. Okay. On the other hand, you know, Yaakov davening Maariv could really be the source for a different type of tefillah, right? I mentioned at the beginning the machlokas between whether tefillah is doraisa or drabanan. The Rambam says it's doraisa. Everybody else, led by the Ramban, says it's drabanan. But famously, the Ramban says, you know, there may be an instance in which tefillah is d'oraisa. And that's what the Ramban calls be'es tzara, at a time of great need. It could be that whether you daven every day or not min haTorah is optional. But when you desperately need something, right, when you're in big trouble and you need something, then says the Ramban, you're obligated to daven. Why? This goes back to the point I tried to make before about the Rambam Sipat Bakasha being an acknowledgement of God. I think there are days in which, you know, nothing great happens, nothing terrible happens, so we daven the way we normally daven. But if you're in the waiting room, you know, at the hospital, while somebody you love is undergoing, you know, serious life-saving surgery, I think the Ramban would say, in that moment, if you don't daven, it's like you're saying God doesn't exist. Something desperately right now. And to not turn to the one being who could give you that thing is to say, I don't believe either that that being exists or that that being could do something or that God cares. I don't believe in any of those things. And so tefillah be'ez tzara for the Ramban, I think, is just, you know, what you would call in philosophy like the law of the excluded middle, right? I've used this example before, just very quickly. You know, tzedaka. Let's say you're in lockdown. No one knocks on your door all day. You never give tzedaka. You aren't mevato the mitzvah of tzedaka. You also aren't mekayim the mitzvah of tzedaka. There's a middle. You didn't get a reward. You didn't get a punishment. You're in the middle. But the second a guy knocks on your door and he asks you for money, and you believe that he needs it, and you have that money, at that moment, either you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, or you're mevatel the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's no middle, right? The facts are such that it becomes binary. Says the Ramban, be'ez tzara, when the chips are down and everything is terrible, you know, they say, no atheists in a foxhole. At that moment, when your life is on the line, if you don't cry out and daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's another way of saying you don't believe. You don't believe in any of the ways that make God real for us. Okay. Therefore, to come back to our point, on the one hand, Maariv was davened by Yaakov Avinu be'et tzara, and maybe that's an argument why it's not mandatory every day. On the other hand, tefillah be'et tzara is the classic mitzvah d'oraisa, because it's the one in which you really acknowledge not just the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our complete faith in him. Okay. Let's go on to a nafgamina, a difference between la halacha, between whether you hold tfilot keneged karbanot tiknum or tfilot keneged avot tiknum. And since we started with mincha for this week's parasha for Yitzchak, let's look at mincha. What time can a person daven mincha? So says the Rambam in source number 5, Perek Gimel Halacha Bet of Hilchos Tfilah, Kfar Amarnu, Shetfilat ha-mincha kineged tamid shel bein ha-arbaim tiknu zmana. Chazal said you should daven mincha at the time of the tamid shel bein ha-arbaim. Ulefi shaya ha-tamid karev b'chol yom b'tisha sha'otu mechza. And since the tamid shel bein ha-arbaim was brought every day at 9.5 hours, tiknu zmana mitesha sha'otu mechza. You can start davening mincha at 9.5 hours. V'hi hanikreit mincha ktana. Wow. This is not what we do, but it really is the Rambam. So first of all, what is 9.5 hours? So obviously we're dealing in shows zmanios. We'll just assume it's a perfect day. Sunrise is at 6. Sunset is at 6. So chatzos, 6 hours, is 12. Now you got to get to 9.5. So 1 is 7. 2 is 8, 3 is 9. So 3:30 on a perfect day, says the Rambam, you can daven mincha beginning at 3:30. Because at 3:30, that's when they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim in the Beis HaMikdash. Important to know, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim was the last carbon brought in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Once you brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, it was the end of the business day of the Beis HaMikdash. So on the one hand, you'd say to yourself, hey, Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvos, they should bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim at 12:01, right after Chatzos. The answer is no. They don't want to bring it right after Chatzos, because then all the people who came, who schlepped, you know, from the Golan and from Eilat, they'll have to come back tomorrow. Because the last carbon brought every day is the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So they picked a time arbitrarily, 9.5 hours, which gives you time in the afternoon to bring karbanot of yichidim, but doesn't, you know, it's early enough that you're not going to bump up against shkia. But so how is it that most of us you know, or the how is it that the halacha seems to be that you can daven mincha from 12:30 on a perfect day? So says the Rambam, because once in a while, you could bring the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim at 12:30. When is that? Says the Rambam. Ulefi shebe'erev ha-Pesach shechalios be'erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, hayu shochtin et ha-Tamid b'sheisha otu mechza. They would shech the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim at 12:30. Why? Because, I forgot to tell you, Karban Pesach is the only Karban that's brought after the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim. And when Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, they'll have to shech their Karban Pesach before Shabbos starts, because it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. So in order to give us the most amount of time to bring the Karban Pesach, once every handful of years, they brought the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim at 12:30 in the afternoon. Amru. Shahamit palel me'achar she'shodu mechza yatsa. Says the Rambam, based on this, it's true. Anybody who davens mincha starting at 12:30 is yotze. Umishihigi azman zeh, higi azman chiyuva v'zoi anikret mincha gedola. Okay, says the Rambam, lechatchila, I think you should daven mincha at mincha ketana. That's at 3:30 in the afternoon on a perfect day. But it happens to be that in the Beis HaMikdash, they sometimes brought the Talmud Shalbein Harbaim at 12:30. Therefore, that's called Mincha Gedola, and it's mutter to daven Mincha at 12:30. But it's pretty clear that the Rambam doesn't love it. And the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Nohagu Anashim Habeilit Palel Gedola Ukitana Veha Achat Rishut. Apparently, in the old days, there were people who davened two Minchas, one Mincha Gedola, one Mincha Ketana. Obviously, then one of them is mandatory and one of them is voluntary. And the Gaonim said, if you want to do an optional one, it should be the one you do at 12:30 in the afternoon, not the one you do at 3:30. And that's the din, because let's face it, the 12:30 time is not the regular time for the in the Beis HaMikdash for the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim. And if you did Mincha Gedola at 12:30, and you did that as your obligatory one, lo yit palel kitana el rishut. Then your next mincha should be voluntary, because you already did an obligatory mincha. Pretty clear that the Rambam thinks we should all be davening mincha only from mincha ketana starting at 3:30. So why is it that, you know, every shul I know of, it, when possible at least, has a mincha of mincha gedola at 12:30? So I think it has to do probably with the fact that, first of all, they did shech the karban at 12:30 from time to time. Second of all, there is a thing about zrizim makdim in the mitzvos. And there is the fear that you'll forget to daven mincha. And there are prohibitions of things you can't do before you daven mincha. So I think in the great balance of things, you know, the minhag became that if you have a chance to daven mincha gedola, you can. But at least for the Rambam, it sounds like he really wants you to daven mincha ketana and not mincha gedola. Okay, one more, nafkamina. Halacha Yud, says the Rambam, Ein hatzibur mitpalin tfilat nedava, lefi she'ein hatzibur mevi'in karban nedava. We individuals, we can do optional prayer. We can do a voluntary prayer. There's all kinds of different halachas, right? I bet there's not a single person on this call who's ever done a tfilas nedava, I bet. But it exists on the books, but not with a minyan. You can't go to shul and make an extra minyan for a tefilas nedava. Okay? V'lo yitpalal afilu yachid musaf shtayim, achat chovat hayom v'achat nedava, lefi she'ein mit nadvim korban musaf. And you can never do a voluntary musaf, because a voluntary musaf is a korban tzibur, and it can never be brought voluntarily. It's only mandatory. V'yesh min ha-ga'onim mi shehora she'asur li'tpalel tefilat nedava b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim lefi she'ein makrivin bohem nedava ela chovat hayom bilvad. And some say you can never do a tefilas nedava on Shabbos because there's no karban nedava that can ever be brought on Shabbos. The only karbanot that are brought on Shabbos are mandatory. So this would be a nafkamina between karbanot and avot. If you hold that tefilot k'neged karbanot tiknum, Of course, you can never do a voluntary prayer on Shabbos. Why not? Because there's no such thing as a voluntary karbon on Shabbos. But if you hold tefillah keneged avot tiknum, why couldn't you do a voluntary prayer on Shabbos? It's not keneged karbonot. What's the difference? Similarly, I forgot to say before, in terms of the time of mincha, the Rambam only works if you hold tefillah keneged karbonot tiknum. That's why he wants you to daven mincha at mincha ketana, only at 3:30 in the afternoon, because that's when the karbon was usually brought. But if you hold tefillah keneged avot tiknum, who knows when Yitzchak davened? Maybe Yitzchak davened early in the afternoon. And therefore, maybe the source for mincha at mincha gedola is avot and not karbonot. Okay? I have to say, I said it. That's what people say. I don't believe that for a second, just because in the pasuk in this week's parsha, it just sounds otherwise. Okay? Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot arev. So it's true. People point out, lifnot arev means at 12:01, the sun is already setting, right? Because it's on its arc going down. But I just think lifnot arev really sounds like, you know, when the sun is setting. Nobody thinks at 1 in the afternoon. They don't look up at the sky and say the sun is setting. Technically it is, but I don't think we see it that way. And I don't think the pasuk would mislead us that way. So my feeling is, even tefillot keneged avot tiknum, it sounds like later is better for mincha. But okay, let's do one more source. We've seen already that the Rambam paskins that tefillot keneged karbanot tiknum, and he's very clear about that. But there's one place where the Rambam seems to say otherwise, and it's in the middle of one of the most fascinating halachos in all of the Rambam. Source number 6, the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, says as follows. This is kind of the Rambam describing the beginning of the giving of halacha in a way that's kind of inconsistent with other Rambams. We won't have time to discuss that part, but in a fascinating way. Watch what happens. Says the Rambam, Al shisha dvarim nitztava Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon got 6 mitzvot. Okay, you'll recognize them because they're 6 out of 7 of the mitzvot b'nei Noach. Okay, says the Rambam, he got avodah zarah, Birchas Hashem, cursing God, Shvichut Damim, killing, Gilui Arayot, sexual immorality, Gezel, theft, Va'al Hadinim, and the mitzvah that says you have to enforce and set up a court system to enforce these mitzvahs that God had given to Adam HaRishon. Okay? Says the Rambam, Afal pi shekulan hein kabbalah biyadeinu mimoshe Rabbeinu, even though each of these mitzvahs was later given by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vahadad no telohen, the Rambam says, and also these are the kind of mitzvahs that any moral person would observe on his or her own, right? These are not great chidushei Torah. Everybody knows to have a moral society, you know, you don't curse God, you don't spill blood, you don't steal, you don't do gili arayos. So the Rambam took that as a given, okay? Michlal divrei Torah yeraesh shal elu nitztaveh. Nevertheless, Adam HaRishon was commanded in these 6 mitzvot. Hosif leNoach eiver min hachai. Noach got the 7th mitzvah, and that's not eating a bone from an animal that's still alive. Shenemar ach basar b'nafsho damo lo tochelu. Nimtzu sheva mitzvot, or sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. Again, just interesting fact. They're not 7 mitzvahs given to Noach. 6 of them were given to Adam HaRishon. The 7th was Eiver min Achai. That could only be given to Noach. Why? Because Adam HaRishon was supposed to be a vegetarian. So of course it was prohibited for him to eat a bone from an animal. But Noach was allowed to eat meat. Therefore, Noach got the 7th mitzvah. And therefore, bizarrely, it became known as the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Okay, now it gets interesting. V'chein haya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. And this was the case. There were 7 mitzvahs in the world until Avram Avinu came. Ba Avraham v'nitztava yeter al elu b'mila. Avraham now gets the 8th mitzvah. What's the 8th mitzvah? Bris mila. Now you could say all these Kabbalistic ideas, the 8th mitzvah on the 8th day, etc., etc. Beautiful. Okay. Vehu hitpalel shacharit. Where does that come from? Says the Rambam, I've been telling you all along that tfilos kineged karbonot tiknum. Now I'm going to tell you that Avram daven shachris. Now I know he doesn't say we have to daven shachris because Avram did, but it's sitting right there, and it's really a strange lashon, right? Avraham got, well, there were seven mitzvahs. Bo Avraham v'nitztava yeter al elu b'milah, and he was commanded with an eighth mitzvah, that's bris milah. V'hu hitpalel shacharit. Wait, is that the ninth? Or is that just some kind of interesting historical comment that the Rambam's making? Let's continue. V'yitzchak yifrish ma'aser. Yitzchak introduced another mitzvah, which is ma'aser. V'hosif tfila acheret lifnot hayom. And he added on another prayer towards the end of the day. Mitzvah? Don't know. V'Yaakov hosiv gid ha-nasheh. Yaakov, that is, Yaakov added on the mitzvah of not eating the gid ha-nasheh, the sciatica nerve. And he says, v'hitpalel arvit. And he davened ma'ariv. Okay, now we don't have time to do the rest. We'll do the rest, but we can't really go into it mostly because I don't understand it. U'b'mitzrayim nitztava Amram b'mitzvot yiterot. Says the Rambam, in Mitzrayim, Amram, Moshe's father, got additional mitzvot. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlema Torah al yado. Until Moshe Rabbeinu comes and the Torah is completed by him. It's as if the Rambam's saying, okay, we had seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. Then Avram got another one, that's eight, and Yitzchak got another one, that's nine, and Yaakov got another one, that's 10. Leave out davening for a second. And then Moshe Rabbeinu came along and got another 603, and that got us to 613. So it's fascinating. It's also against a whole bunch of other Rambams, who says basically, maybe we could do this next week, you know, nitna tor v'nischad shahalacha, that all halacha was given at Har Sinai. And things that that came before Har Sinai are not binding on us, subject to certain carve-outs. So, but let's come back to our issue. How could the Rambam have been so clear in Ilchos Tfila that Tfilos Kineged Karbanot Tiknum? And now the Rambam happily tells us about Avram davening Shachris and Yitzchak davening Mincha and Yaakov davening Maariv. And everybody asks, how could the Rambam do this? And it doesn't seem that problematic to me. It really doesn't. And here's the point. And this comes back to things we talked about at the very beginning. I don't think the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Malachim that we're obligated to daven because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened. But that's not the same thing as saying it doesn't matter. It matters very much. Right? When we daven, I think the Rambam would say, we daven on at least two levels and maybe more. We daven because we're obligated, but isn't it much more meaningful to think during Mincha that this is the tefillah that Yitzchak Avinu, you know, said this week as he was waiting for Rivka in the woods? Says the Rambam, that's meaningful. It might not be a halacha, right? It's not why, but doesn't it fill us with a deeper sense of meaning to think back to the Avos? There is a place behind Chevron. I visited. Maybe some of you have visited also. Behind, a little south of Chevron, you could look out over the Kikar HaYarden. You could see the Dead Sea, and you could see the Jordan Valley. And it makes sense in the Psukim that that's where Avraham stood around there when he davened Shachris, the day after the destruction of stone, because he looked out on the valley and he saw it all destroyed. And they, you know, you go there, and you're very moved, and I was very moved to think, wow, this is where Avram davened. It's undermined a little bit by the fact that it's an Arab place, and there's like two footprints in concrete that they claim to be the footprints of Avram Avinu. Okay, that undermines the authenticity of the place, given that I'm pretty sure Avram never stepped in concrete in his life. But it doesn't matter. You know, the point that we're davening the way Avram Avinu davened, the way Yitzchak davened, it makes our davening much more meaningful. Right, we do bris milah because God commanded us to do bris milah. But don't we all feel connected to Avraham? That Avraham did the first bris milah, and we're now doing something that Avraham Avinu did, right? The mitzvah of gid hanasheh. It's true. It's just a mitzvah. But it doesn't remind us, okay, we never deal with it, but wouldn't it remind us of the fact that Yaakov fought with the Malach? And that's why we don't eat Gid Anasha? I think oftentimes we get stuck asking ourselves, you know, what's the halacha? And the halacha is tfilos kineged karbonos tiknum. But that doesn't mean that it's not meaningful to us. That doesn't mean that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't daven shachris menchon ma'ariv. It doesn't mean there aren't tons of things to learn from the avos. There really are. The idea that Avram davened out of a sense of obligation and Yitzchak davened out of a sense of joy and Yaakov davened out of a sense of deep need and fear, we're supposed to connect to those ideas. I really think we are. And I think at the end of the day, we paskin, for whatever it's worth, that tfilos kineged karbonos tiknum. And that's why you can only daven shachris till 4 hours, and that's why you can only daven mincha during the afternoon and ma'ariv at night. That's the halacha. But the history, right, the deeper meaning, tefillah isn't, it's not lulav, right? It's something that the whole meaning of tefillah to us, you know, comes from how we feel. And I feel like the Rambam was telling us against his normal rules, hey, even though I paskin tefillah kineged karbanos tiknum, don't think I don't value the fact that the historical source is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because it's the historical source that gives us the meaning. All right, literally, I have to go to shul. So, Shabbat Shalom to everybody.